So we're on the way to the second day of the mastermind, but like you had a bit of realization about potentially doing some like higher tier clients and like hit some things from that perspective.
I just think like with the experience I have and the knowledge I have, me underselling my worth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've had a little hiatus. You guys haven't had hiatus, but we have. We've had a few busy weeks. I've been over in Melbourne and been away. As you guys can tell, we have a new whip.
Oh, can you hear the engine?
No. A new car, so we had to, you know, change our coffee strategy slightly. And yeah, and today is actually a mastermind edition because we are on the way to the Mogul Mastermind. Double M.
Triple M. Mogul Mastermind.
Yeah, sure.
Man.
Yeah. Triple M. So we're on the way there. Johnny, what's been happening in the last few weeks? Trials, tribulations, what's been obbing?
Well, many tribulatories. While you've been on the highest of ATIS, I have been just chugging away, chipping away. It's been an interesting time because it's like the growth that was just sort of exponentially going up through just my organic outreach and stuff that sort of slowed up a bit, partly due to lack of warm leads and just trying to, I guess, think of like where else I can go. But also just because like, yeah, life's been busy as well. So,
and that's like one of the hard things, I think, when most of your process is organic. It's like when you've got other stuff going on, you've got things to, now you've got like delivery of clients, you're working on all of the face-to-face clients as well.
Yeah,
exactly. You've got the in-person stuff going on. It's a little bit harder to keep up the flow of new people.
Mm. Yeah. And I have had some people that have come aboard that like, to be fair, I've sort of said to them like, I don't know if we're the best fit. Like I can certainly help you out. I could help you reach your goals and stuff. But like when some people take 2 weeks to fill out a consult form, you're like, clearly don't want it that bad. Or like, you know, they're like, yeah, ready to go, like da 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 da. And then like first payment bounced straight away. They're like, oh yeah. And you're like, oh, this is a sign of really good things to come. But I still like, I push through like at the point where I'm at now, before it's like completely niched down and maybe prices change, maybe things change. I'm like, I'm happy to help pretty much anyone and everyone. And there's no real extra skin off my back if someone is a little bit of a time waster, because it's like I'm still, it's still stuff I can learn from and continue to build. I did end up taking one lady out of the system because she's sort of struggling to use an app. Like a lot of people just come up with excuses. They're like, oh, I'm more of a, you know, I'm less of an app person, but I'm like, what does that mean? Like, do you want to be like a paper and pen person, or do you want me to send you letters? Would you like me to, you know, fax you something or smoke signals? Like, it's just like, it's a convenient all-in-one thing. You should probably utilize the system. And then, you know, this lady was like, I don't know. Like, I sort of did it for her as a freebie anyways. She'd signed up to the thing that I was doing before I started JP Fit. So I sort of put her on the app just as a freebie. And it was like, well, I want to still support you. Or you to feel like you've got the most support you can have, and this is the way to do it. And then, yeah, she was like, oh, I just didn't think I'm one of your success stories. And I was like, that's fine. Like, to be fair, like, I probably shouldn't have put you in the app in the first place. But, you know, sort of baby boomer generation is sort of like, and they're not super comfortable with their phone anyways.
Yeah.
But you live and you learn. So it's sort of been, learning what my ideal client looks like. Learning who I should sort of move off and not be worried like that I'm losing a sale or a client or a, you know, opportunity. Like if it doesn't fit. So there's been a bit of that, but yeah. And then, you know, just life stuff, you just realize how, just because maybe you've got the time to focus on something at night, doesn't mean everyone else does. So learning which people are going to be able to continue on consistently and who's going to be a bit interesting. So
yeah. Then you were saying yesterday, so we're on the way to the second day of the mastermind, but like you had a bit of realization about potentially doing some like higher tier clients and like hit some things from that perspective.
I just think like with the experience I have and the knowledge I have, me underselling my, not underselling my worth, but I feel like
you could still charge people a premium.
I could, exactly. And one of the conversations I had with a friend was like, oh, if I was in Sydney, because, you know, like when I was PTing in Sydney, I felt easily I could justify whatever rates I wanted because I was in the most expensive part of one of the most expensive cities in Australia. And I said to this friend the other day, I was like, oh, yeah, if I was in Sydney, I'd be charging more. And I was like, it's an online business. And so I was like, I can't just imagine you're in Sydney. Yeah, yeah. I've got many clients that are in Sydney and in other parts of the world already. So it's like, there's no excuse for that. And for me to leverage, like one of the big realizations I had yesterday was about like the reality of my time, you know, time and time freedom correlating with like the growth of the business. And it was like, if I do get to say, you know, my goal was like, all right, 100 clients is my financial goal and probably workload goal and everything like that. And then I was like, when I'm talking about the reality of it, it's like, well, if those 100 clients are staggered all throughout the months, then it's not that hard when it comes to like, you know, redoing programming, doing all this sort of stuff. And it's just little bits of admin here and there. But it's like, if they all come on in a bit of an influx, it's like, and then they all change over in a bit of a big wave as well. It's like, there's a lot of, that's actually like quite a lot of stuff to do. And you can't guarantee that you're going to get it all staggered or all smooth. Like you don't really determine when people come on. But yeah, I think I've realized that like having less is more, and charging a bit more of a premium, because I've had some people that have come on and they're like, this is like so much cheaper than like what I've seen before. Like this is amazing. Like, and even though now I've started charging GST, they're like, this is still like, still cheaper. And I'm like, yeah, damn. I was like, I don't necessarily want to appeal to that audience either.
Yeah. I mean, it's always down to like, if you can position the value. And I always tell people the story, like when I had my first mentor, like I wanted to charge $4,000 a month for ads and advertising. Well, get off the lane, mate. $4,000 a month for advertising. And I got a first client and I told him and I was like, yeah, like I just made $4,000 sale and it's $4,000 a month. It's like, that's pretty big. And he's like, oh, he was the client. And I was like, told you. He's like, oh, he used to work with us. And I was like, oh, cool. Like I'm getting, attracting the right people. They used to work with you. And he's like, yeah, we used to charge him $20,000.
Right.
And I was like, yeah. Oh, really? And he's like, yeah, well, like, did you do the numbers? Like if you're going to be making him like 100, 150K a month, do you think it's fair that you would get paid $20,000?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, but you went to $4,000. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay. It's like a lesson. It's like, if you, as long as the client sees value, you provide value and like that end outcome is positive, really the number can be anything. There's like, you know, people that are in the space of fitness that charge ridiculous amounts.
Yeah.
Not necessarily any more knowledge than you would have.
No, exactly. I was having this conversation yesterday. It's like, there's always in music, whatever, there's always someone with less skill than you doing better than you are because they just sort of, their naivety sort of just
been rolled with it.
Yeah. And I think that's probably why I tend to be okay and land on my feet, because I do have the naivety. I'm not super stressed about like people I spoke to yesterday. They're like, I have to wait till this is done. This has to be perfect. And I've always been like an advocate for like, you know, like anything is better than perfect. Like just, yeah, shoot the gun and then whatever, figure it out after. Which can be detrimental, but the thing is, you're not killing people. You're all good.
Yeah. As long as it's not real
guns. Yeah. Don't shoot real guns and then just worry about it after.
Yeah. Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
But let it end. Fire.
Regret.
Oh, God. And then, so drum roll.
It's a very jazzy short world.
Scat.